You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Good afternoon, guys. Welcome back to the show. So I just want you guys to just hop in our little red rocket ship, and we're just going to go back in time to the beginning of the stay-at-home order back in 2020. People are starting to get on TikTok. People are starting to be on social media more, and we're seeing a rise in the cosplayers. We are seeing people discover cosplay in a new way and see how fun and creative it really is as an outlet while we don't know what's happening around us. Now, this is the real question. Has the rise of the TikTok and Instagram cosplay community changed the way we see the cosplay community? This was a huge transition and a new transition that has been receiving some hate and some praise. So in this episode, we're just going to talk about cosplayer versus influencer. Because for some reason, there's a world where people believe you can't be both at the same time. And I'm not sure how I feel about it. So let's get into it. So the first argument is an argument that I've seen a lot. We have this issue, especially in America, of artists making money off their art. Now, it is starting to be normalized that artists should make money off their art on TikTok with the rise of artists basically sharing their stories, keeping it real, and explaining why it is important to pay artists what they deserve. But there was this mentality, especially when our parents were growing up, and even when millennials were growing up, we were told that artists don't deserve to make a living. The starving artist complex was just all over the place. And if you don't believe me, TikTok has proven that cosplayers are artists. Cosplayers are artists, just the same as someone who paints or someone who draws or someone who sings or someone who plays an instrument. It's all art and just in different mediums and in different forms. And we've seen this for years with the cosplayers who choose to crowdfund in order to make money for their cosplays and to bring to life the characters people want, because cosplay is expensive. All art is expensive to make, and that's why it's so expensive to sell, that people were not okay. They felt okay. So if you're painting something, sure, I guess you could crowdfund, but cosplay something you're doing for fun, so why should I pay you to do it? And I think that that's a mentality that we need to break, because crowdfunding is not an attack on you enjoying my cosplay. It just allows me to create more cosplay for you and in a faster come because I'll have money to be able to do it. And people were crowdfunding, but you were getting something in exchange. If you subscribe to someone's Patreon, you're getting prints, you're getting to choose cosplays, you're getting stickers, you're getting merch, whatever, you're getting something. You're not just signing up to someone's Patreon, giving them money, and then getting nothing. Like, there was more to it. Some of them even got shout out videos, birthday videos, whatever have you. But there was a ton of disrespect for cosplayers who just chose to crowdfund in order to do what they love. And to me, that never made sense to me, because people create Kickstarters or raise money for things they love all the time. So why are we being ostracized for doing that? But now, as we transition to cosplayers making money in a new way, as now being seen as influencers and being recognized as influencers, they're getting paid from brands. They're getting paid now to for the fabrics they choose. They're getting paid in a lot of different ways. And people are not liking that cosplayers are being put on PR lists. People are not liking that cosplayers are now getting paid thousands and thousands of dollars to cosplay. And it was, okay, so you don't want to pay towards my crowdfunding for me to do what I love, but then you don't want me to get paid and you don't pay me anything, but I still get to do what I love and create what I love. So you just don't want me to succeed in what I love is what you're trying to say. Like, that's all I'm hearing when it comes to that argument. And I just don't think that it is fair to judge someone because you don't like how they're making their money. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard because what I'm doing doesn't affect you. You have a physical free will. You have a choice to donate to my crowdfunding or not. You have a choice to donate to my Patreon or Ko-fi. You do not have to do it. You have a choice to watch the sponsored video or you don't. But to me, it's no different than you watching a YouTube video of my cosplay and there being ads on it. Like, I'm still making money from that. So why should I not be able to make a living from what I love doing? That's just not fair. And I think that now, with it being more mainstream, we are seeing that people are just accepting that cosplaying full time can be a job. And it should be a job because I think it is a great job and it is my dream job. So, yeah, I think we need to get rid of this idea that artists shouldn't make money or make a living from their art or make a comfortable living from their art. That is ridiculous. I shouldn't have to be homeless in order to be an artist. That's not fair. I should be able to do what I love and make money the same way as I have a friend who is obsessed with numbers. He loves accounting and he does it for a living and he makes a good living doing it. So why should he be able to make a living from what he loves and I can't make a living from what I love? You see what I'm saying? Exactly. So, quick story time. So I had tried crowdfunding in the past and it just didn't work for me because I didn't feel comfortable asking my audience for money. And that's my prerogative. But if I don't feel comfortable asking my audience for money, then I have to go about a different route in order to create the cosplays that I want. That's either get a job and pay for the cosplays that way, it may take a little bit longer, or get brand deals, which is what I've been doing. So I'm currently in a huge brand deal with this one brand, and they are paying me to make all these different cosplays, which is totally great. But right now, I have before, you don't get paid till the end of the deal, so I'm currently paying out of pocket for the cosplays until they pay me at the end, which sucks because I have spent upwards of almost $500 on cosplays to do this brand deal. But the payoff is almost like 4 or 5 times that much. So it's not terrible, guys. I just want to put that out there. What I'm saying is that I did that. I chose to do it this way because I don't feel comfortable asking my audience for money and I don't want to feel them to feel pressured to buy off my Amazon wish list or help me in my cosplay. But I do have a lot of friends that people love buying off their Amazon wish list and love supporting them, and people are so more than welcome to do that. But I feel as though, for me personally, it just gives me anxiety. I'm very just not comfortable. And that's my prerogative. I feel as though we have this idea that this immense amount of like cancel culture and just attacking people for such small and minute things. And I've watched a lot of YouTube videos with cosplayers having with cosplayers being criticized and scrutinized for having Amazon wish lists and Patreons because they have thousands of followers, they should be making a ton of money. That's not how the internet works. So I just wanted to tell a quick story time that that's the route I went, and that's why I did it, and that's why I feel so passionately about this. Okay, so now it's time to just address the elephant in the room, the big, fat, stinking elephant in the room. Why do we hate influencers? What is our beef with the term influencer? There is so many people that when they hear the term influencer, they cringe. There are so many people that are influencers that get mad when people call them influencers. It is so strange to me. I have never had a problem with the term. It has never bothered me. I feel like there's no difference between content creator and influencer because whether you're creating content or being an influencer, you're influencing a group of people. So you're an influencer. There is so much anger, hatred towards this word. And I think we need to stop giving this word so much power. An influencer just means you have influence over an audience. And if you are creating things and you have 22,000 followers, 30,000 followers, 200, 1 million, then my dear, you are an influencer and you have influence over those people. And we see that all the time on TikTok where someone will make a video about another person and then their followers go to that person's video and attack them because they have influence. Now, they may have said, hey, please don't go attack this person. No hate to this person, but it doesn't matter. You're still gonna have followers. They're gonna go over and attack that person because you have influence. And I feel like people are not understanding that. So we need to. I saw this on Twitter too, where they were discussing cosplayers versus influencers and how I'm an influencer and a cosplayer. And I just don't understand how we can have fashion influencers, we can have health influencers, fitness influencers, and no one judges them to say they are not an actual fitness guru or fashionista or whatever just because they chose to be an influencer in the field. When, but we can't have cosplay and influencer be together. It has to be I'm a cosplayer and I'm also an influencer. That is something I just don't understand at all because I feel as though I'm it, like I'm one thing. I'm a cosplay influencer. And I've seen it a lot where people get uncomfy with that word. So I just think we need to stop like giving this word so much power. We need to understand that people need to make a living. We need to understand that it is unfair to judge someone based off of the 60-second video on TikTok or the one post on Instagram or the one story we saw on their Instagram stories or the one tweet they made. Like, to me, you don't know that person. You don't know anything about that person. And you don't know what that person has done, how hard that person has worked. Now, like I said, this may be an implicitly biased episode because I am a cosplay influencer, but I think that having so much hatred and anger towards the word influencer is just dumb because it just means that you are making money from creating content. That's it. And if you're creating content and you're not working towards making money from creating that content, then you're losing out on thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And if you don't want to make money from it, that's your prerogative. But don't judge others for it. So let's just get rid of this stigma, this hate, this anger towards the word influencer. Let's just all grow up and realize that everyone's path is different and that and that the term influencer doesn't mean you are a bad person, doesn't mean you have to make a YouTube apology video. It just means that you have an influence in the cosplay community. That's it. Well, that was a long rant. Sorry for that. But, like, you know, as someone who's been doing this for years, I just believe that cosplayers being recognized in this way is very beneficial to the community. It's showing people that our quirkiness, our strangeness is beautiful, and the things that we love and dressing up as your favorite characters is okay, and that it's no longer just a nerdy thing, it's just an awesome thing. And that people who were so ashamed of their nerddoms are able to come out and just create and feel like they're part of a real community. They don't feel alone anymore. We're all connected now. And that's fantastic for the community. We're going to see a rise of cosplayers at cons. Like, I absolutely can't wait. It's going to be great. And we are now being recognized and normalized. It's no longer weird to cosplay. It's, oh, she cosplays. I'm in an influencer talk every morning. And when they found that I cosplayed, they were like, oh, cool, you cosplay. Now, they didn't really know the difference between cosplaying and Disney bounding, but it's totally okay because at least it's being normalized, and that's all that matters. That makes me happy. It makes my heart full. It should make your heart full. I have had so much fun ranting and talking to you guys today. It has been fabulous, and I absolutely cannot wait and to talk to you guys again next week. Season two has been so much fun, and I can't wait to see what we talk about next. See you guys Thursday. Bye. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast.
Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment, where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.